I love family stories. I love to hear family stories. I love to hear the story about the combined fourth and fifth grade class where my parents met each other. I love to hear about the pair of places in Germany and Sweden and Great Britain where my ancestors lived. I love to hear, listen to the stories of the travels and the trials and the triumphs of my ancestors. I really, really love to hear family stories. Now, Luke shares our family stories with us in the Acts of the Apostles. Luke collected the family stories. He was part of the family story. Luke traveled with Paul, and he probably knew Mary and Peter and Mark. Luke tells us the family story, and during the season of Easter, we hear each and every day of the stories of our ancestors in the faith and the community of the risen Lord. And what does Luke share with us? Well, last Sunday, Luke told us about unity. The community of believers was of one mind and heart. We remember that division is, you know, easy, and unity is difficult. But the unity of the community is the vision of the kingdom of God. A united community is a living homily. A united community proclaims the gospel. Now, proclaiming the gospel is difficult and challenging work. Even though we proclaim the good news, we do not know if anyone will actually listen. Even though we proclaim abundant life in Christ Jesus, we do not know if people will prefer a comfortable and convenient life. Even though we proclaim a word of invitation, we do not know how often we will meet rejection. And these are some of the challenges Peter faces when he preaches on the day of Pentecost. Luke shares with us part of Peter's homily today. Peter proclaims to the people the plan of God fulfilled in Christ. But then Peter says something very, very directly. He reminds the people who hear him that they are responsible for the death of Jesus. It is a word of condemnation. They are guilty of the blood of the Son of God. Peter proclaims conviction and condemnation. Now, there is a history of conviction and condemnation in preaching, and some people really seem to enjoy that kind of preaching. Some people really seem to enjoy preaching about conviction and condemnation and, well, other people going to hell. Some people really enjoy that kind of convicting and condemning and hellfire preaching. I do not, and neither does the Apostle Peter. He does not conclude with conviction and condemnation. Peter proclaims an invitation to conversion. And the invitation to conversion, the invitation to follow the way of the Lord Jesus to abundant life and eternal life, is good news. An invitation to continued conversion is good news because it restores life and brings new life. Many of the people who heard Peter preach on that day experienced conversion. They embraced Christ in baptism and were brought into communion with the church. Conversion is the path to union with Christ. Conversion is the path to greater union with the church. Conversion more and more to Christ each day is the path to abundant and eternal life. And we want our community to be a living homily of the good news of God's love. We want to preach the good news with boldness and power. We proclaim with power and authority which flows from our union with Christ and our unity with each other. Because unity leads to the powerful and fruitful proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And continued conversion leads to unity. And here in the word proclaimed, in the community gathered, and in the sacrifice of Christ made present in our midst, Christ Jesus himself comes to meet our need. Jesus Christ has claimed each of us as his own. He has claimed each of us for his church and claimed each of us for each other. To him we shall be converted. In him we shall be united. Of him we shall preach, and with him we shall live and reign in the kingdom with the Father and the Holy Spirit, in the communion of God forever and ever. Amen.